Apollo Control here. Some may be wondering what happens to the service module. Well, it's jettisoned at 15 minutes before we reach our entry interface or entry point. And there's a preset burn of 90 foot per second cranked into the service module. It departs from the command module at that rate. The burn continues for some period of time. Exactly which period I don't have in front of me, but in any case, the new trajectory of the service module carries it about 100 miles or more south of the track of the command module. It's not known exactly what will happen to the service module. Some people think it will come on down to an altitude of perhaps 300,000 or 400,000 feet, hit the thicker atmosphere, and then bounce out into a sun-circling orbit. Others think it will be captured and will certainly burn up before any of its pieces reach the Pacific Ocean. We just can't predict at this point. We are certain that it'll be safely out of the way of Apollo 8. At 145 hours, 48 minutes, this is Apollo Control, Houston.